Well, howdy guys, now here's an amusing news item. Bit old, I think. This woman is 27 years old, I believe, and a teacher. And her ex-boyfriend was also a teacher. But she was charged with stalking her ex-boyfriend. She went to where he worked. On many, many occasions. Stole stuff from his car. I mean, this wasn't normal stalking, this was obsession. She obviously has some mental issues. Well, they all have. And a bit of a psycho. Anyway, I guess the guy called the police and they did all the investigation. And she was charged with stalking. And the lawyers kind of had a plea deal where she plead guilty. And she just get probation. She even got up and made a statement. And says how she knew it was wrong. And how she was going to do better and such. But you could tell it wasn't sincere at all. She had to read her statement. And she was obviously thinking she has an attractive privilege. Probably hasn't taken accountability for anything in her life up to now. Just like all of them, a professional manipulator. I'll put a link to the video down below and you can actually watch it and see how it's all goddamn fake from her. So it comes down to the sentencing. And surprisingly, the judge gave her 7 days in jail. And of course, she actually collapsed. And as you can see, there's a big difference between the face on the left and the face on the right. Oh no, 7 days in jail. What can I do? Oh no, it's the end. I'm a feminine, I've got pretty privilege. I don't have to take accountability. And I think it was the right decision. Maybe she'll think about the seriousness of her actual crime. But we all know that femmes use the attractive privilege, don't we? And they are so damn obnoxious about it. Well, it didn't work on this judge, who happened to be a male, by the way. No wonder the guy broke up with her. She's a complete psycho. Ah, come on, guys. We've all been involved with one of them, haven't we? I don't know, I just found this quite amusing myself. To see some entitled, spoiled person get some justice, at least. You take it easy, guys.